It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Dave Tatman as the executive director of the Kentucky Automotive Association begins a two-day annual auto industry conference in Lexington.
There are some early signs that the importance of private car ownership may be softening. In the U.S., for example, the share of young people holding driver's licenses dropped from 76% in 2000 to 71% in 2013. There's been over 30% annual growth in car sharing members in North America over the last 5 years. Now, how is this rise of new mobility services, on-demand services such as car sharing and e-hailing, things like Uber and Lyft, affecting sales?
I think that the opportunity to continue to grow and expand the automotive industry is significant, perhaps not in traditional measures, but very significant. For instance, we see in our children, there's not the drive to get the driver's license that we had when we were in high school. When we turned 16, boy, we couldn't wait to get out on the road. And that just doesn't happen today. But recognizing that and understanding that and embracing the growth of ride sharing and mobility services like Lyft and Uber is a key function of most automotive manufacturer strategies. We're seeing partnerships develop with some of those ride sharing services. Because one of the things to keep in mind is that those ride sharing services still use vehicles. And they put on lots of miles. And so I think we're seeing an opportunity for the automotive industry to continue to thrive, just in a different way.
So are you thinking the emergence of a class of vehicles that would offer more endurance, better mileage, comfort, much like a taxi cab?
Yeah, it could be all of that. You know, one of the key features of Uber and Lyft is that, you know, people kind of drive what they had, drive what they have. And so it'll be somewhat individual preference. But I think one of the fascinating things that we've come to understand about ride sharing and mobility services is that they open up a whole new dimension of people who may not otherwise be driving. There's a lot of growth opportunity in sort of underrepresented segments in the driving society today.
The publication Automotive World is forecasting that once technological and regulatory issues have been sorted out and resolved, up to 15% of new cars sold in 2030 could be fully autonomous, self-driving. Is it now a given inside the industry that the self-driving vehicle is coming and coming soon? And what is research showing on the consumer side? Skepticism? Acceptance?
This is is now and will be a fascinating study for psychologists all over the world to watch. We definitely see the autonomous vehicle being part of the future. There's no question about it. The advances that have been made, the technology that exists today is out there. You know, Google and others have accumulated well over a million miles of fully autonomous driving. On vehicles on streets in California and Texas, two states that have approved that. Michigan is another active player in that. The total attitude towards consumer acceptance is not fully understood yet because the breadth of autonomous is still just a conversation piece. We do think that the issue is probably today more social policy and regulatory than it is technological.
Dave Tatman is executive director of the Kentucky Automotive Association. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.